Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Mem Tes of Beis. We're on page Yud Dalad, the page following 26. The Mechaber says in Sevbeis, Osir likboa be'erev Shabbos, suuda u'mishta she'enu rogel b'mei achol. It is Osir to have on Erev Shabbos a suuda which is larger than a regular weekday suuda. Va'afilu hi suudas erusin. Even if it is a suuda of one who gets engaged, mipnei kavod Shabbos, because of kavod Shabbos, she'ikones l'Shabbos k'shu toiv le'achol. We want a person to go into Shabbos with an appetite, to have a taiva for his achila. If he has a very large suuda on Friday, he's not going to be hungry when it comes to a suuda Shabbos. V'chol hayom bechlal ha'isser. The Mechaber ends and says that the whole day is included in this isser. The Rama says, U'su'uda shezmanu be'erev Shabbos. But if there is a special suuda that its time is erev Shabbos, kagom brismilo pidyon haben, for example, the suuda of a brismilo which took place on Friday, or the suuda of a pidyon haben which took place on Friday, mutter, then the suuda is permissible, kein nirali v'chein haminug pashut. So it appears to me, and that is the pashut of minug. That's where we will stop on top for today, and now let's see the Mishaburis of Katan Zayin. Asur likboa. Again, the Mechaber said it is asur to set oneself up on Friday with a large suda, larger than a regular weekday suda, even if it's a sudas erison. So says the Mishabura v'isa v'gemara. The Gemara tells us the ha'isa mishpacha b'Yerushalayim. There was a family in Yerushalayim shekava suudasa be'er Shabbos v'nekra, that they set themselves up for a large suda on Erev Shabbos, and that family was uprooted. Sivkotan ches be'er Shabbos v'huadin be'erev Yontif. The same din applies on Erev Yontif. One should not have a large suda. The Yontif nami mitzvah la'ango u'lechavdo, because Yontif also has a mitzvah of oneg Shabbos, oneg Yontif, and Kavod Yontif, and therefore all the dinim that we're saying over here, Lagavi Erev Shabbos, apply the same on Erev Yontif. The example the Mechaber gave of that which was Aser was even a Sudas Erison. Says in the Mishaburis of Katan Tes, Pirish, Im Eras Kodem Lachin. The Mechaber is discussing, says the Mishabura, a case where the Erison, the engagement, happened earlier. So then Aser Lasos has Su'udah B'Erev Shabbos. It is forbidden to make the Sudas Erison then on Friday. The after Su'udas Erison he mitzvah, even though it's true the Su'udas Erison itself is a mitzvah, Mikomakom Hayolo Lahakdima, still he should have made the Su'udah earlier when the Erison happened. Avol, in Eras be Erev Shabbos, but if the Erison itself took place on Erev Shabbos, Mutter Lasos Hasu'udah, then you would be allowed to do the Su'udah on Erev Shabbos, the Kevan the Erison Sharyah be Erev Shabbos, since the engagement itself is Mutter on Erev Shabbos, Mishum Shaloye Kadmenu Acher, so that no one else will beat him to the gun, no one else will take her as a wife, and therefore you are allowed to get engaged in Erev Shabbos. So Mimelo Shari has Suda Lazagamkein. Therefore, the Suda for that Erison is permissible on Friday as well. Vechashuva Kimos Sudas Milu Pidyaben Shizmana Kavua. It's no different than what we said in the Ramah. When it comes to a Sudas Brismila or a Sudas Pidyaben, where it has Zman Kavua, where the Sudas Mutter on Friday. So says the Mishabura, the same way, if the bris is done on Friday, the pidyon haben is done on Friday, you're allowed to have the sudas bris, sudas pidyon haben. So too, if the erusin is done on Friday, you're allowed to have the sudas erusin. We're only discussing in the mechaber afilu his sudas erusin that you can on Erev Shabbos if the erusin was done earlier. Says the mishabur avakter v'chinim hayu hanesuin bi Erev Shabbos. So too, if the nesuin, the final stage of the marriage, was done on Friday, mutter laso sasud gamkein, you'd be allowed to do the sudas nesuin on Friday as well. Umikomakom lech. Still, the best thing to do is, if possible, is to push off the Suda to the next day or a different day. So even if the Erison is done on Friday and the Sudas Erison is mutter on Erev Shabbos, it's better if you're able to push it off. V'dai, you should know, the Kol Zeh B'Sudas Erison. All this is discussing the Suda of the actual Erison. Aval B'Suda Sha'osin B'Shiduchin. But a Suda that some people make when the Shidduch is finalized, which is an earlier stage than the Erison, Shalonu lo have sudas mitzvah. So the suda sha'usim b'shiduchin shalonu that we do at our shiduchim, that is not considered a sudas mitzvah. Kein kasa b'frim egadim b'simen tov mem dalim. Ulefizah, according to this, ein la'asosa b'erev Shabbos. One should not do this sudas shiduchin on Erev Shabbos. Afilu imdigmar ha'shiduch b'oso yom. Even if the shiduch finished up on Friday, the suda should not be done then, That which the minhag is to have some sweets at the time of the writing of the Tanoim, that's not called a Suda, and that would be permissible. Says the Mishnah, Ravaiter Siv Kotan Yud. So the Mechaber said that one should not have a larger than regular Suda on Erev Shabbos, even if it's a Suda's Erison, and the reason was because of Kavod Shabbos. The way the Mechaber explained the Kavod Shabbos was that we want you to go into Shabbos with an appetite. Zakta Mishabru Siv Kotan Yud, V'yesha Kaswa Tam, there are others who bring down a different reason, and that is Shemitoch Tirdas HaSuda. Because he's going to get busy with the Suda on Erev Shabbos, Lo Yisasku B'tzarche Shabbos, he's not going to get involved and not properly be dealing with the needs of Shabbos. So Shabbos is going to be overlooked. It's going to fall by the wayside. That is a different reason that is brought down. If you look at note number 9, he brings a beautiful nafkamina. V'nafkamina bein ha-ta'omim. Nafkamina between whether the reason of not having a large suda on Friday is so you should come into Shabbos with an appetite, or the reason why you should not have a large suda on Friday is so you shouldn't overlook the tzarchei Shabbos. Kasva tosefa Shabbos v'akaf ha-chayim kishiyesh mi shiyochin et tzarchei ha-shabbos. You have someone else that's going to take care of your Shabbos needs. Shabbos zelo shayach ha-satam shal shemelo yisasku v'tzarchei ha-shabbos. If someone else is taking care of your needs, the reason the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you won't take care of your tzarchei Shabbos is obviously not applicable because your Shabbos needs are taken care of by others. Ach, shayuch esatam sheikonsul Shabbos kishahim te'edin lechol. However, the reason of us wanting you to go into Shabbos with an appetite, it doesn't matter if someone else is preparing for Shabbos for you. L'maisa, if you're eating a Suda on Friday, you're not going to be hungry on Friday night for the Suda. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha over here, he brings down another reason, and that is the third to last law in the Bimaskel of Nekavad HaShabbos sheikones. The Prima Godim has a tzad to say that the reason for this halacha is not because of an appetite that we want to have for Shabbos. Stam making a suda that's very large on Friday is a zilzal to kavod Shabbos. Sha'osa Erev Shabbos shava bazel yimei Shabbos. You're equating Erev Shabbos to Shabbos by having a large suda Shabbos style on Friday. So then you are equating Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. That is a bizayon to Shabbos. Going with the nafkamina that we said before, here as well, even if someone else is taking care of your needs, it would still be a zilzal Shabbos if you are equating your Erev Shabbos Suda to your Shabbos Suda. I'd like to see one other biralocha, only on the top of the page, line number 5. She'ein aroga b'me'achol, we said the type of Suda that is usher on Erev Shabbos is one that is not a regular Suda for during the week, a larger than usual Suda. Even if a person is very wealthy, and he makes every day a very big Suda, like a Shabbos Suda. However, when it comes to Erev Shabbos, he must hold back from doing this. So he should eat with an appetite at night. Kein muchach b'Rashi gittin lamedches amabeis d'rmaskol b'Erev Shabbos ayin shom v'ayin l'kamam b'simen reish peiches v'zayin b'hagov d'ish kazet tzorach lasos b'Shabbos shinui b'sudas hayom. We're going to see later that a person like this should make a change in his sudas hayom of Shabbos l'hakdim u'la'acher, to at least eat it earlier or later, k'dei she'e minkar yom ha-Shabbos m'shayim me'ashavua, so that the Shabbos day suda should have a different appearance and should look different than a regular weekday suda that that person normally has. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Katan Yud Aleph, on the reason of the Mechaber, she'ikoneis l'Shabbos k'shu toiv l'echol, sha'af sha'ochla b'boker, even though you're going to be eating this suda in the morning, as the Mechaber ended off, v'chol hayom v'chlal ha'isr, the whole day is the isr, even in the morning. So even though you're going to be eating this large suda in the morning, k'evan shu marbe b'sudaso shalo k'rigiluso, since you are increasing your suda more than you regularly do, shuv lo yolcha, you will not then be able to eat at night with an appetite. The Rambam then told us that a suda that zman is Erev Shabbos, like a brismila or a pidyon haben, that is mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Beis, brismila, afilu me'ino bashmini l'leidaso. Even a bris that was pushed off, it wasn't on the 8th day of the child's life, it was even later. Kigon shayachola bashmini v'nidches, He was sick on the 8th day, couldn't have the Bismillah, and Bismillah was pushed off. It's still called Zman HaKavua, and you're allowed to make the Suda that day. To call Shaita V'Shaita Zimnehu. Because once the 8th day comes, going forward, every moment is considered the Zman of the Milah. The Osir Lahanucho Orel Afilu Yomecha. You're not allowed to leave your child in Orel, even for one day. And therefore, even if it is a Bismillah that was pushed off, if the Bismillah is done on Friday, the Suda is allowed to be done on Friday. Ben Afilu Over Zmano, and the same thing is true by Pinyin Ben, even if the Iker Zman has passed, Mikomakom, Kevan Shemenadin Afilu Acha Shloshim Yom. Still, since Menhadin, even after 30 days, Kol Shaita Vishaita Ramya Chiyuva Aleilif Doso, there's a Chiyuv thrown upon you to redeem your firstborn son, Memela Mutter Lasas Gamkein HaSuda, so Memela, you are allowed to make the Suda then as well. So the Bris Suda, the Pidya Ben Suda is Mutter, the Higamkein Sudas Mitzvah, because those are also considered a Sudas Mitzvah. The Einlit Chosa Mipnesu, the Shabbos, you should not put off the Suda of the Pidya Ben for the honor of the Suda Shabbos. Umikomakom lechatchilu mitzvah lahakdima b'shachos mishum kavod haShabbos. Even though this halacha that we're saying in the Mechaber, that one should not have a large Suda on Friday, even applies in the morning, but if, like the Ramah says, you have a Sudas Mitzvah, you have a Brismil, you have a Pinyin HaBen, where you are allowed to have the Suda, at the very least, there is an inyan lechatchilu to make it earlier in the morning because of kavod Shabbos. Ukomoshim avur besimitofreich tadihei sebeiz leinyan Sudas Purim ayin shom. Just like when Purim falls on Friday, it is brought down to have the Purim Suda in the morning. Ubidyeved yochol lasosa afilu memincho l'mala, but bidyeved, one would be allowed to make the Suda Sbris, the Suda's Pidyin HaBen, even as late as the Zman of Mincha and onwards, because l'maisa, it is a Suda Smitzvah, and it is a set Zman. Let's see two more Bir Halachas. One is a very small one, one is a very large one. We'll only see part of it. The very last line of page Yud Aleph in Bir Halacha, we said in the Ramah, oh, Brismila o Pidyin HaBen, v'uadim b'siyam b'sachta. So too says the Chafetz Chaim, you're also allowed to have a Suda Siyam on Erev Shabbos as well, even though it might take away from your Suda Shabbos at night, from your Teyavon, that will be mutter, that's also considered a Suda Mitzvah. In note number 14, he handles the discussion if it's only the one who was the Messiah, or if it's other people who you're allowed to invite, and he connects it very much to those who are eating meat in the 9 days, at a Sudas Siyam as well. Ayin Shom in note number 14. The last Baralacha is the Ramaskal Mutter. We'll read some of it. Ayin B'Magin Avram, Shehevi B'Shem HaLevush. Look at the Magin Avram who brings down B'Shem HaLevush. Di'im Efsher L'Kayim Shtehem Mutav. If you're able to be Mekayim both of the Sudas properly, it is the best. V'im lav tidocha Suda Shabbos. And if not, you push off the Suda Shabbos. V'rotzalomer, it means to say, d'lo yucha l'kayim b'layla klal mipnei achil agasa. If you ate on Friday at a Sudas Mitzvah, and that Sudas Mitzvah filled you up so much that eating Friday night would be considered achil agasa, you would push off your Suda Shabbos. V'afilu hachi ein lo lochosh l'zeh. You don't have to worry about this. Kevon shu osek ata b'sudas mitzvah. L'maisa, you're being osik in a Sudas Mitzvah on Friday, even though it's going to result in you having achila gasa Friday night, you're not going to be able to eat your Suda Shabbos, it's still okay. V'yikayim l'mochar ha-gimel sudos. And you do like anyone else who's unable to eat Friday night, he ends up having 3 Suda Shabbos day. So if you're eating at a big Sudas Mitzvah on Friday, so this Shita is telling us that you can enjoy yourself and you don't have to hold back, and if you can't eat the Suda at night, you'll have your 3 Shabbos Sudas during the day, the next day. Kumo shekosta besuim reish ayin dal v'chim beir haprim begodim kavanoso. Mikol makom ledina yesh la'ayim bazatuva bazatul chavetz chayim halacha l'maisa. This needs a little bit of investigation. The halo su'udah Shabbos bar laila hi chova mitzad adin. How could you tell me that you can eat at a Sudas Bris or Pidyin HaBen or Siyam, and by doing that pushing off the Friday night Suda and having a Shabbos day, l'maisa the Suda Shabbos at night is a chova mitzad adin. Ma she'enkim besudas brismilu Pidyin HaBen einu elo mitzvah ba'alma v'lo chiyuv klal. The Sudas brismilu, the Sudas Pidyin HaBen, it's a mitzvah, but it's not a chiyuv. V'im kein, and if so, in mishar shaydei achilasa yizbata legamri misudas laila. If you evaluate that through eating at this Sudas Mitzvah on Friday, you're going to be mevatel totally your Suda at night, yesh lolem nilabaza, you should hold back from that. You shouldn't involve yourself in that Sudas Mitzvah. Suda Shabbos comes first. Shulchan Aruch ain't shum raya klal. From the Mechaber himself, there's no raya either way. That Shulchan Aruch lo hitter rakim ayidei zeh lo tia achilasa b'layla l'sayavon. Aval alkol ponim lo yisbatel meha mitzvah legamri. The Mechaber just said you're allowed to have a sudas mitzvah during the day, even though you won't have such an appetite at night. He doesn't say that you won't be able to eat at night. He's not getting involved in that situation. The Mechaber is saying if you won't be as hungry at night for the Suda, won't be as b'teyavim, still you're allowed to have a Suda's mitzvah on Friday and have the Suda Shabbos Friday night. What would be if it's going to affect your Shabbos Suda? You won't be able to have it at all? There we have no raya from the Mechaber either way. The gamim tam isser kviya Suda hum yishundu mezalzel b'Shabbos. Also, like we said before, different reasons why you shouldn't have the Suda that's large on Friday if the reason is because it's a zilzul of Shabbos, bazel lo milchshav zilzul klal, by having a sudas mitzvah on Erev Shabbos, that's not considered a zilzul on Shabbos. Kevin shu soed sudas mitzvah, right? The Baralacha told us, making your weekday suda like your Shabbos suda is a disgrace to Shabbos. But if the weekday suda is a sudas mitzvah, so it's no longer a disgrace. Or if the reason is, like we saw, that you're not going to have time to do your hachanas for Shabbos, like the Mishnah Berura said, so yeshlomer de besudas mitzvah lo achniru baza. So it could be if the reason why you're not going to be able to have proper hachana for Shabbos is because of a sudas mitzvah, so that's okay also. For some chud mistama yochin al kaponim kasa the harsin lo for Shabbos, and it could be they relied on the fact that you'll at least prepare a little fish, that you'll do the minimum, but you'll at least do something for Shabbos, and therefore that wouldn't be a problem. Mashein kenim al yedei ze yabalayla achila gasa. But if you're going to eat so much at the sudas mitzvah on Friday that you're eating for a night, it's going to be an achila gasa. To lo nechshav achila klal, which is not considered achila at all, mistome diyeshlo l'noa milechol harbe kedei shelo yovel azeh. So at the Chavetz Chaim, it's logical to say that you should hold back from eating too much at the daytime suda in order that it should not come to this. So the Chavetz Chaim really takes issue with the Magen Avraham that brings in the Levush that you can go wild at the day suda, which is a mitzvah suda, b'smila, p'diaben, esiyam, and don't worry about the Friday night suda. Zadok HaVetz Chaim, it's not so pashit, and therefore one lemaisa should be careful not to eat too much. At least it should not be an achila gasa night. He should be able to have a proper suda at night. If you skip down about 7 or 8 lines, the beginning line it says, Kosav Adarche Moshe, Kosav Adarche Moshe b'shem or Zeruah, mitzvah lechol suda Shabbos HaTayavon. The Moshe brings an Or Zeruah that it's a mitzvah to eat the Suda Shabbos with an appetite. Umi'achar de'ikar asuda hu lechem, and since the ikar Suda is bread, lachain osur lechol gremzel b'Shabbos kodam asuda. Therefore, a person can have mine mizonos before the Suda. Mishum de'shov luyucha lechol ikar Suda Shabbos le'evan. If you're going to have too much cake at the Kiddush, then you're not going to be able to have your ikar Suda, which is the bread, le'teyavon. That is what the Derech Moshe brings to the Or Zeruah. For the Derech Moshe cholak alav, the Derech Moshe argues with him, Dohanan kaimalon da'ucha v'holech afilu min ha-mincho l'mal ha-jatelshach. We hold that you can eat on Friday min ha-mincho l'mal ha-jatelshach. Im kein shma mino de'locha shinan ala te'avon. So you see, we're not really so worried about te'avon. So the Derech Moshe therefore argues the Or Zeruah. If you skip all the way down to the end of the Bir Halacha, the fourth to last line, Nogu ha'olam lohakel b'shachris kedas ha'darech emosha. The minog ha'olam is to be lenient Shabbos morning like the darech emosha v'ochlim minei mezonos l'achar kiddush kodem ha'suda. And they eat cake, they eat minei mezonos after kiddush before the suda. V'ayim b'shulchan aruch shel ha'graz sheyishev ha'minog, he answers up the minog v'kosav she'ein limchos b'yada mekilim, one should not protest against those that are eating cake before the Shabbos suda. Mikomakom still yesh anche maisa shemachmirim la'atzman b'mok. There are though as anshei maisa who are strict on themselves in a place where it's shayach kedas ha-magen avram v'tekev achar ha-kiddush notlen li'adayim, that right after kiddush they wash their hands u'mavarechen al-apas and the mikah ha-motzi v'ochon ha-kol b'soch ha-suda, and they eat their suda right away. They don't want to take any chances, so they don't make kiddush and have cake. They go with the magen avram, they make kiddush and they start their suda right away. Kein kosta b'sefer shulchan atzei shitim the alkol ponim, at the very least the kuyam according to everyone nochon lahader shelo l'malei kreso mishar achilos kodem sudas pas. Everybody agrees that it is proper not to fill one's stomach from other foods before your regular Suda Shabbos, which means if you go to a Kiddush and they're serving, like many places are doing nowadays, they're serving kugel and chulent and meat boards and all kinds of delicacies, one has to have in mind that the Iker Suda Shabbos is when he washes and he has his bread, and therefore it is best to hold back and make sure that you are going to have your Shabbos Suda L'Teyavim. We will stop here and continue with the rest of Sipes and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maamar Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.